Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
And this is the show that gives you all the lowdown on the week's news and the best music.
Hey. As always.
Didn't script that, by the way. Completely off the top. How was your weekend, in Royal Leamington Spa?
It was fantastic. It was nice to catch up with the family and friends down there.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
In Royal Leamington Spa, if you will.
If you will. Can I just ask, have you cooled down yet?
No, I'm boiling.
Let me just explain. We've just been for a cup of the finest sludge in the Rawson Spring at Hillsborough, and they've fixed the heating after it not working for 2 weeks, and it was hotter than the sun.
Yeah, and for some reason we were stood right under where the heating comes out as well, where it's blowing.
Well, we're sociable beings, and we sit with a couple of the blokes in there, don't we? And it was unbearable.
Yeah, so yeah. That was very quick downing of a pint of Coke.
See, I had coffee as well.
Yeah.
So not only am I buzzing, I'm still boiling. And I nearly melted in the process. No, we'll soldier on. We've only got 57 minutes left, so yeah. We'll be okay. First things first. Thank you, Danny Pietnik, last week.
Indeed, I listened back to the show because I couldn't listen live, and he's funny, and he's really dry and funny.
I think he'd had a heavy night the night before. He'd played a gig, and he was a little hungover. Couldn't keep him in check. But I didn't do bad, but he is a funny guy.
There was only a couple of times where you pretty much corpsed.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but if you haven't heard it, listen back on the podcast.
Yeah, please do. It's out there on Acast and iTunes. Go to the Twitter account, @thesqueak, spelt wrong, and you can find it yourself. And, of course, apologies to Circus Wolves last week. I made a bit of a mess. I thought playing the last track, I actually played... What did I play?
I set the sea on fire.
Taste Like Funk Again, which I have to say is a great song.
Yeah.
I like that very much. So much.
I thought it was that good. We'll play it another 2 times this week.
Yeah. Well, we'll just play it for the full hour. Just play it on repeat. Just play it 4 or 5 times.
Well, you did it the right week because it was just before Groundhog Day.
Oh, right.
It was Groundhog Day on Tuesday, was it?
Oh, was it? Yeah. What is Groundhog Day? Because I only know it from the film.
Like in the film, they have a big festival and then... Basically, the groundhog comes out, and there's some kind of tradition where if the groundhog sees his own shadow, then that means that winter's going to carry on for the next 6 weeks, I think. But if he doesn't see his own shadow, then spring's coming, which is the most utterly bizarre thing. But it's a massive festival in America, which spawned the film with Bill Murray.
Yeah, very funny, and he relives the same day over and over again, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose quite apt then in that case. Yeah.
But if you watched Sky Movies Comedy on Tuesday, the only film they played all day was Groundhog Day on repeat.
Oh, right, I see. Yeah. Nice touch.
Which is getting Groundhog Day wrong for me, because it would have been funnier if they'd done it every day this week, rather than every day, like, repeated all through a day.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Because the actual joke is it's the same day.
Yeah. Yeah, if they'd put it on at the same time every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just me being pedantic.
Fair enough. It's been quite a rich week in the news. What should we start off with?
Whatever's first on the list.
Well, I've come up with I never do it on the show, but I always come up with pun headlines.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason I never read them out. So the first one is Marine United.
It's a stretch, but yeah, it's a good pun. I can see that on the back page of The Sun.
Do you reckon, right, just on that, do you reckon they just pay somebody to come in and come up with a load of rubbish headlines and then go, right, that's me, see you tomorrow?
It's down to the sub-editors, isn't it? You get your journalists who write the article. The journalists don't write the headline. It goes to the sub-editors who then write the headline and put it in the paper.
Marvellous.
Which is something I learned when I was doing media.
Fair enough. Obviously that's in reference to the press speculating, if you can call it that. It's not reporting, but they're saying that Mourinho's held talks with agent has held talks with Man United.
Well, they're actually behind us on the squeak for that, because you remember a few weeks ago when Mourinho left Chelsea.
We were way ahead of it.
We actually discussed whether Guardiola and Mourinho would go to the two Manchester clubs.
Yeah.
And look what's happening.
Well, Guardiola, I think, was... I may be contradicting myself, because I thought he'd be at Chelsea, but I think he knows the owners or the chief executive or something at Man City, so that was, you know, bookies had slashed their odds on that ages ago.
Yeah.
Do you think it's likely that he will go to Man U? Van Gaal said he's probably not convinced, because of all the other rubbish that's been in the media.
I actually, when we were talking about it before, I had it the other way around, that I thought Guardiola would go to Man U and Mourinho would go to City. That makes more sense to me for some bizarre reason. But I think
he's always been an admirer of the club, and he had a big admiration for Sir Alex Ferguson, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mourinho now talking.
No, I think he's a big manager. It's a big club, even though it's not done too well recently. But yeah, I think it's a possibility. You're a big club, you want the biggest manager, don't you?
Well, see what happens on that front. Just as a sub story, before we get football out of the way. I saw something I heard something on a phone-in, should I say, on the radio. A Sheffield football fan called Graham. He phoned this phone-in on another station and gave a few scathing remarks about football and the way it's run these days. The phone-in was about Liverpool charging £77. What do you think to that, first of all?
It's actually something I've listened to a few Liverpool podcasts this week about this subject, and I've read a bit about it, and even I don't still fully understand what's going on.
It's the different. So, like, you can go to a Wednesday match, and the top ticket will be. Is it as much as 50 something quid now, I think?
Yes.
Or you can get, like, the lowest priority ticket, and it'll be like 30 or something.
Yeah.
The top band ticket price will be £77 at Anfield. Mm.
But the point that the Liverpool fans are making is that they've had these supporters groups and forums for a couple of years talking about this, because ticket revenue used to make up 96% of the total revenue a club made, whereas in the Premier League, whereas now it's flipped around the other side. It makes like single digit percentage, and the rest of the money comes from a TV and stuff.
Yeah.
So the Liverpool fans' argument is
the ticket prices should come down to reflect.
Yeah, and they want to encourage the kids and new fans and stuff, and make it cheaper and more affordable for fans to go. And after talking in these supporters groups and Liverpool saying that they're going to look at it, apparently they've released these new prices that for next season, and they're more expensive, is the point of it, which is why they staged the walkout yesterday.
Yeah, and missed the last two goals of Sunderland equalised after they'd all left, more
that's
or less.
Ironic, yeah, because they were 2-0 up.
Yeah.
Half the fans walked out.
And then they conceded two goals.
So basically, you can blame the fans for that, because they didn't have the support that they had beforehand.
It's not good practice to blame Liverpool fans for things, James. We'll leave it there. But yeah, just going back to this phone-in, Graham from Sheffield, he said that with honourable exceptions, the average football fan is of limited intelligence and would use all of their disposable income to follow what is probably the only interest in their lives. Graham goes on to say, the game is run by spivs, chancers and gangsters. It's played by morons and it's watched by cretins. So, fairly strong opinions there from Graham from Sheffield.
Yeah, I'm a Wednesday fan and it's not the first time I've been called a cretin by someone talking about football.
Yeah.
It is, looking at it humorously, I think it is funny. You know, the second part of it, that it's run by certain types of people, could be levelled at a lot of owners of clubs.
Yeah, but they have to pass a fit and proper persons test these days, don't they?
That's a joke in itself. I think the only person ever to have failed it is Chiellino at Leeds.
Who is still there.
Yeah, it was still there.
Yes.
It's absolutely. And that's their new strict, stringent one.
Yeah. Well, he was in the news because he's got this phobia about the number 17.
Yes.
When he was at Calgary, I think he changed all the 17s to 16B. And the latest match programme was issue 16B.
Yeah.
He's got a real fear. And he stopped Paddy Kenny coming to the club because his birthday was on the 17th of the month, May or whatever.
And it was Paddy Kenny.
Impartial as always on the Squeak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's football out of the way. Dave's texting, but I can't air it. But thank you anyway. So should we kick off with something that we should have had last week, James?
Yes, I set the sea on fire again.
Does it taste like fungus?
No, it's the song that you were going to play, that you promised to play. And obviously mistakenly played I Set the Sea on Fire instead. So this is Circus Wolves with Adoration.
Yeah, you're listening to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get in touch on Twitter, at The Squeak. Circus Wolves with Adoration. Only a week late.
Yeah, it was a good song though, isn't it?
Very good. Very like that very much. Very much like that, I meant to say, but couldn't say it. Yeah, very good.
Same thing, just a different way of saying it.
Yeah. So where are these from then?
They're from Manchester based. They do a lot of gigs over here in Sheffield though. They've played like West Street Live, South Sea Live, I think they've done the RS Bar. And I think they've got one coming up, but I don't have it written down here.
Oh no.
Yeah. But I literally put that on because you cocked it up last week, and I thought we'd give them the airplay that we're promised.
Yeah,
to.
I know. Yeah. Let's just forget it. Yeah, no, I like them. You can check. I would imagine they've got Twitter and that, so check them out.
Yeah, just search Circus Wolves on Facebook and Twitter, and they'll come up.
I wanted to ask you about Tuesday night at the Java Lounge.
Yeah, Java Lounge Live.
Yeah, because I bumped into Faith in Sainsbury's The Moor on Friday, and she said, "He's still coming Tuesday." And I says, "What do you mean?" Completely forgot. And then I remembered. What's going on? What's happening? What's going down?
It's something that happens every kind of... I think it's been a year since the last one, but over the last couple of years, this little cafe on the corner, at Hillsborough Corner, called Java Lounge, they just open up the doors for an evening, on a Tuesday evening, and have a band on. And previously they've had Revan and the Makers in there, they've had Catfish and the Bottlemen in there, and this week, on Tuesday night, they've got an up-and-coming band called Lake Como.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Which I think they're signed to Columbia Records, I believe, and they're on the way up, and they're doing a tour of the UK at the minute. And, yeah, they're really good, worth checking out.
Cool. Yeah, that's one of the... Because I was going to ask you off air, and then I thought, well, may as well ask you while we're on here.
They're supported by the SSS from Sheffield as well, who, again, are up and coming. They won the Exposed Award for Best Sheffield Band last year. So it's well worth going down. I think it's £7 on the door or something.
Cool, sounds good.
But it's limited places, so get down early. I think it starts about half seven.
Where can they get tickets?
You can get tickets in advance from the cafe at Hillsborough, Java Lounge. You can buy them online if you search Java Lounge Live on Facebook, and there's a link to buy them online. And I think there's a limited amount on the door.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in that that gaff, but not to watch a gig. So I would imagine it's going to be quite intimate.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. Like when Catfish and the Bottlemen were there, for example, it was almost a semi-acoustic thing, and they take all the kind of tables and chairs out generally, and people sat around, they got a license, sell a bit of booze and whatever. It's a really good night.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to that then. Yes, awesome. Now, we've talked about copyright before. I think Taylor Swift has come into the mix with the fox that she stole,
yes,
allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Stolen fox.
And she tried to copyright 1989, written in marker pen.
Hmm.
What I wanted to talk to you about is a copyright holiday. Have you seen the story?
I think I've seen a story, yes.
I'll run it by you. So this is a story about a dad that won a £2,000 holiday.
Oh, you could put it other way. It's a story about a mean old witch.
Yeah.
Or is that getting too far off the fence?
Well, no, you just beat me to it. Fence, I like that. So he took a funny selfie of him and his little boy, and a horse ended up photobombing it. But the owner of the horse has said that he didn't have her permission to take the photo in the first place. So she's trying to stop them from winning the prize and going on holiday.
They entered it into, was it a Butlins or Thomas Cook or something competition?
Thompson. If we're going to get the brand right.
Well, other travel agents are available.
Yeah, look down the far gate.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, they've been walking past on the way to school. Apparently, it's on their school journey. Father and his son taking a photograph. The horse is in the background, essentially photobombed it, showing its teeth and smiling, and looks like it's laughing. And the theme of the competition was smiling or something. And they've won the £2,000 holiday prize, and the owners of the horse is now saying that she wants. Well, I think initially she wanted to claim some of the £2,000.
Well,
and then it's come out that it's a holiday, not a cash prize.
Yeah, what she actually said was, I was really annoyed to hear he had won a £2,000 holiday and had used a picture of our horse without our permission. He should have asked for our consent. Now, it's not like it's, you know, they've trespassed on their land.
No.
It's a public footpath which goes down through where the horse happens to mill around.
That's
so it just sort of poked its head across the fence.
As I understand copyright law, if you take a picture of a public place and there's stuff in the background, then
that's exactly correct, yeah.
Then it's fair game. And, you know, as far as I understand copyright law as well, whoever takes a photograph is a copyright holder. I think this woman's trying to claim that in the terms and conditions it says everyone in the picture must have given permission for it to be entered. But that refers to humans, not a horse.
Well, you'd have thought so. The terms and conditions of the competition say that any photos submitted which feature people must be of you or have been taken with the permission of the subject. So technically, because it's not a, you know, people person, it's a horse.
At the end of the day, a dad and a lad have won a holiday that they probably wouldn't have normally gone on. And she's been a mean old witch by trying to stop them going on it, in my opinion.
Not the opinions of Sheffield Live, just James Hargreaves.
Just my opinion. My opinion's correct.
In your opinion. The horse is no longer being kept in that field, so, the horse has been moved. So
It's an utterly bizarre story that really angered me when I read it this last week.
Well, I mean, what's that all about? She just wants a slice of it, but why not let somebody enjoy it?
Yeah. But you know, I photobombed hundreds of pictures when I've been drunk.
Oh, God.
And if I claimed copyright on all of them...
Yeah, my intellectual property has been violated or whatever. I remember, actually, just while we're on photobombing, I went to a gig with Faith, our friend Faith, and we were at the bar, and... two couples were sort of in a group and they were taking a selfie, and I must have ruined a good half a dozen pictures before they realised and went, "Who's that?" And Faith, obviously being, you know, had me back. You went, "It's him, it's this idiot here." Oh, thanks. Anyway.
She dropped you in it.
Yeah, in a big way. But, you know, it was all okay, and I said, "Look, it was a joke. Yeah. I'll take a picture for you." So I did that. That's how I normally...
A couple of years ago, I've got a mate who's a Harry Hill lookalike.
Really?
Yeah, and a couple of years ago, we went to a gig at Plug, and then we went into the club night afterwards on the other side. And when we walked in, people actually thought Harry Hill had walked in.
Really?
And we spent the entire night just photobombing people as Harry Hill. Well, he did as Harry
was
Hill.
Was he dressed as him with a big collar and the glasses?
Yeah. Just for a laugh on that night out, but it makes a living out of it. There's a new Channel 4 series. I did a pilot last year. There's a new Channel 4 series called Lookalikes.
All right.
That he's in, and that's coming up soon. He's a funny guy anyway, but the Lookalikes thing is very funny as well. It's almost like The Office. It's like a semi-scripted kind of
documentary type thing.
And based around a lookalikes agency that's run by a David Beckham lookalike, and it's quite funny.
Well, you mentioned David Beckham. The next headline is Starbucks coffee. what could this be, I hear you ask? David Beckham was walking down the street and he bought hot drinks for a paramedic. Paramedic and a patient after she was waiting for an ambulance with a patient. That's nice, isn't it?
I saw this the other day. Apparently, he went past them, and as she's waiting with this guy who's really ill, she turned around to the guy who's like they're waiting for the ambulance with and said, "Wasn't that David Beckham?" And 5 minutes later, he turned up with a cup of coffee for him and sat with him until the ambulance came.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's like... It's just one of those little things that goes a long way, isn't it?
That's fairly special, that, isn't it?
Yeah. And they took selfies with him, like this poor old guy waiting for an ambulance.
Needless to say, he's not in the selfie.
Yeah, the paramedic is.
Yeah. So, yeah, nice story.
Yeah, just a little thing. He's apparently very charitable and very approachable a lot of the time, David Beckham, I've heard. I've never seen him myself, though.
Maybe he'll come to the Java Lounge on Tuesday, eh? Maybe. So what's the next musical genius we've got, James?
This one, a few weeks ago we played a song called Phoebe Cates by Black Mamba Fever, who are a new Sheffield band. They're playing West Street Live tomorrow, and this is their other single from that EP called Purple Drapes.
You're listening to The Squeak on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
This to me, completely rude me to the spot. what you do for fun. As you lead these thoughts into the back of the sun. The proof's in the pudding, all over your clothes. But whether it's effective, it's the feeling that grows. Reading the small print, it's our future mistakes. Like the ingredients of your Christmas cake. Like the ingredients of your Christmas cake. Like the ingredients of your Christmas cake. And I know it's hard to get to grips with this. By that I mean it's brutal. As I'm picturing this, this open abyss. Just drawn this way. Oh baby, it's sad. With your wandering gaze, it's been like this for days. It's the latest craze you'll see.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Matt Helders before that. Black Mamba Fever, who I've seen videos of these playing live. I've not seen them live yet myself, but they're playing West Street Live tomorrow. And that's the second song from their EP, Phoebe Cates and Purple Drapes.
What? Say that again.
Phoebe Cates and Purple Drapes.
Purple Drapes?
Yeah, Purple Drapes. Shall I just keep saying it? Purple Drapes.
I didn't know what he purple said, first drapes. Of all. You sort of said drapes in, as it two words, Purple Drapes.
Purple Drapes, yeah. They're very influenced by the likes of Bowie and Josh Homme and stuff like that.
David Bowie's mural on Division Street has experienced some sharp criticism, you could say.
I'm loving these headlines.
That was it. Yeah, that was the headline. There's a mural on Division Street.
It's a very interesting mural. It's on Mint, isn't it? The shop on the corner.
Yeah, and it looks remarkably like Pat Sharp. I know you've seen it. I've just shown you another picture of it. But
it's quite...
terrible.
It's an artistic interpretation, and it's never going to be 100% accurate, is it? But yeah, I think from certain angles, it does look a lot like Pat Shop from Funhouse.
On
the other corner, they could have done the twins.
Huh?
From Funhouse, the twins.
I've not seen Funhouse, don't know what that is.
How old are you?
26, but only recently.
You'd never seen Funhouse?
No.
It's a whole lot of fun with prizes to be won, Luke.
Oh, my groceries. No, I've not seen it. You're obviously thinking along the same lines as Karl Maloney, where I sound like an old, withered man.
Yes.
But actually younger than I sound.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen it. Not heard of it before that.
It was a children's ITV programme where they built like a big fun house, like a house in a studio with different rooms, and they took like the front off the house and had different challenges for the kids to do in each room, and then they ran they earned time for a go-kart race at the end of the thing, and whoever won the go-kart race won prizes.
All right. Anyway,
it was really good.
Well, the graffiti on this article, I've seen it on the Poke website.
It's gone everywhere. It's been on in all the big press this week.
Well, on this article, it's shown that you're in the various stages. And for the benefit of you, James, on the radio, if I scroll down, from the early onset, it looked like Pat Sharp. So
it looks like that second one looks like zombie Pat Sharp.
Yeah, with a Harry Potter scar. The thing, I mean, if it had just took a step back and think, actually, this looks like Pat Sharp. I think, you know, it could have been avoided, but, you know, the sentiment's there. The sentiment's there.
I saw somebody actually photoshopped Pat Sharp's face into it. I say somebody, I believe it was
Neil Hargreaves.
and Pat Sharp actually replied to him and said, aha, that's not really me. It's supposed to be Bowie. And
Yeah. Is he friends with Pat Sharp?
No, I think he posted it on Facebook, then somebody tagged Pat Sharp in it.
Right.
Who obviously was friends with him or something. And Pat Sharp replied.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. Oh. Pat Sharp. Guys, this is not the mural. This is a Photoshop someone made. LOL.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
But I do think it's an artistic interpretation. It's you're never going to get photorealism on some graffiti, are you?
So, no, I suppose not.
And
it's not.
Just to make a corner of a shop look trendy. Carl Maloney, as we just mentioned him a while ago, he's just tweeted in and said the twins were proper fit from Funhouse. He knows what it is.
Does it mean athletically or?
Obviously,
of course. Yeah. Keep it clean.
And I think the Bowie pick is all right. I like it, he says.
Oh, well, good for you, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I'm glad Carl's texting. Yeah. Tweeted in, whatever.
Like Which, you by can. The way, anybody else can if they just tweet us at the squeak, T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K.
And just while we're on that, something I saw on Twitter that I enjoyed very much, it was... Our good friends, the Slow Readers Club.
Oh yes,
and they did a impromptu gig in a library, in a Manchester library, and it was just the two Starkey brothers on acoustic doing "I Saw a Ghost." It's obviously a few months ago, just as they released "I Saw a Ghost," but brilliant. We've retweeted it from the Squeak's Twitter page, so you can have a look. It's on YouTube. Really good, really good acoustically. And he was his vocal was flawless.
They did a whole gig, and I believe that you can get the audio on iTunes, I believe, or on Spotify or something. From the gig. They're just amazing, aren't they?
I mean, Aaron said, you know, he's a bit nerve-wracking playing in a library, because obviously you're supposed to be quiet in a library, aren't you? So everybody's trying to do work, and I was like, oh, what's going on here? Very good, though. Very good. Flawless life.
Yeah. He's got a great voice as well, hasn't he? So kind of... I love it. It's like the same with the Java Lounge. I love it when you get gigs in places you wouldn't normally get gigs. It just adds a whole new kind of dynamic to the experience. So everybody's experienced a gig in, like, a normal venue. But when you see it in, like, a little cafe or a library or something like that, then... It just adds something to it, and you tend to get a different crowd listening as well.
Yeah,
it's something that I think everyone should try and go out of their way to do if they see something like that coming up.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if you're going to wait until they come to Sheffield, they're playing the Leadmill on the 2nd of April.
Yeah.
If you can still get tickets, I would encourage you to do, because it's £7 and there's four bands playing on that night. We may have mentioned it actually
a couple
in
of
previous
times,
shows.
So it is the best lineup ever.
Yeah, it is. Not going to say any more. If you want to go and see them, if you don't want to go and see them, go and see them.
Yeah.
And if you do, then go and see them.
Just see them. See them. Do it.
Fantastic. Just
don't even think about it. Go online and buy tickets.
Don't
now.
Even think about not going.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it is going to be one of those gigs, I think, that people will say, "Well,
I can't
wait
for
that gig."
Oh, by the way, I scared Faith again.
Oh, I think I saw the video.
The thing is, right, and this is not meant in any. It's not a euphemism. She leaves her back door open, right? So I sneak in, right, and hide in the living room. Can hear her messing about upstairs, doing whatever. And I'll just stand there for 10 minutes, just hiding.
Yeah.
And then record it when she comes down the stairs. I've done it half a dozen times now. But she was listening to Slow Readers Club.
Oh, right.
And I got her coming down the stairs. Obviously, she jumped. When I got her, and I sort of tweeted it to the Slow Readers, going, "Oh, I scared Faith again while she was listening to Slow Readers," and then they liked it and retweeted it. Yeah. Thought, yeah.
Great. Oh, so Faith will appreciate that she's been tweeted to have
absolutely
many
yeah.
followers they've got.
She's an internet sensation and radio presenter now.
Yeah, she wants to come back on. So, you know,
it's like taking a little swan down to the lake and just letting it, you know, letting it float away.
Yeah, or going into a little swan's nest and scaring it.
flip side of the coin. Yeah, I suppose it is. Okay, what have we got now?
This is a guy I used to work with. This guy actually, but
it's not Richard Giles.
No, it's not. It's another guy I used to work with. It's called Paul Fletcher, and he used to be in a band called The Blind Drivers. Is now solo, and he's got this song out called "Coming Around" from his new album.
Marvellous. Get in touch on Twitter at The Squeak.
Coming around, Luke.
It's the ultimate wake-up song.
It is. It builds really well, that, doesn't
it? Yeah, I like that very much.
That's Paul Fletcher So Sheffield guy, he's done producing and writing with the likes of Lily Allen and
Yeah.
and those kind of people. In his album Rewind Your Soul is out on iTunes and stuff now. He's playing, headlining a gig at the Academy 2, O2 Academy 2 on the 30th of April.
Marvellous.
I want to say
I'm not being disingenuous when I keep saying I like that very much. I actually do.
Yeah.
And the ones that we've had that I didn't like, I think I have been honest, haven't I? But
yeah,
it's just not very many that I don't like.
That's it. I think
I don't want to be a parkie where it's great. Isn't it? Yeah,
I think we're open to all styles and genres and types and
yeah.
But I do like that. It's a nice little song. He's sent us a few, so over the next few weeks, I guess we'll play his other couple of songs he's sent us as well.
Wonderful. So Danny Pitnick, who was on last week, I think Danny was shameless in plugging himself, but we'll do it for him as well. He's playing Carl Maloney Presents at the Washington this coming Saturday, so Saturday the 13th. Free entry from 8 o'clock. Also,
a good week for gigs this week, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Well, any week where there's gigs is a good week,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
But also playing is the Danny Smart Band, Simon Rowe. So it's going to be... it's going to be a good night for music at the Washington on Saturday.
It's a good lineup for that kind of music, I think. Simon Rowe's a decent kind of guitarist, solo guitarist and singer. Danny Pietnik, we all know from this show.
Yeah.
And the Danny Smart Band, very similar as well.
So yeah.
Well worth going out. And a great venue as well, the Washington.
Yeah, just took the words out of my mouth there, James. Great venue. And it's free.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to buy your own drinks.
Well,
so it's not completely free.
Yeah. Unless if you go to Carl and say that we sent you, Carl will buy you a beer.
Yeah,
Carl, Carl will buy anyone a beer who mentions a squeak.
Absolutely, yeah. But the squeak spelt wrong.
Yeah, you have to spell it right to him.
He's such a generous man, is Carl.
He is, yeah.
People don't understand the depths of his generosity.
He's such a nice guy, isn't he?
I like Carl.
I think he said something about buying people taxis home as well.
Well, he's taking exams for his promotion, so once he gets his promotion, he'll be even more generous.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, so it's free drinks from Carl, taxis home, and kebab as well on the way.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Neil Hargreaves will be there. And probably our mate Dave as well. Marvellous, yeah, thanks for that, Carl.
Yeah.
What a lovely guy.
I reckon we should go and just keep saying the squeak to him and seeing how many gets us.
So it will be free then,
yeah,
for us.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Well, I'm going down. Are you going down?
I'm considering it, yeah. I think the missus is doing something. I can't say what Carl just tweeted at us, but yeah. The missus has got friends that she's out with on Saturday night, so I believe I'm free.
Oh, marvellous! So you're definitely thinking about considering potentially going.
Yeah, definitely, maybe.
Lovely stuff.
As some Manchester band once said.
Hmm. Anyway, just keeping it on the Carl Maloney theme, Carl likes cats.
It was
a bit of a catastrophic year, if you will, for a local pet food warehouse. A cat went missing in Nottinghamshire over a year ago, and it's turned up. It's been reunited with its owner. It was basically found feasting in a pet food warehouse.
It was living the life of luxury.
Yeah, literally.
For a cat.
It must have been a big warehouse because the owner said, they knew, the owner of the pet food warehouse, sorry, they knew that they'd got an animal in there. It was just catching it. So
yeah,
it spent a year evading capture and just feasting on...
That's a genius cat.
Cats are very clever. They're clever. They're not stupid, you know.
Yeah.
As long as they're getting fed, they're happy, aren't they?
I'm liking the sound. This is... It's obviously gotten comfortable in there and just... ate the food that was in there. Sounds like the life of luxury for this cat.
Absolutely. He's a big cat now, as you can imagine. Again, for the benefit of the radio, I'll show you a picture, James. He's a big lad. He's a big cat anyway. He's a Norwegian forest cat. But yeah, he's... apparently, his owner described him as a porker. But you would be if you'd spent a year feasting, wouldn't you?
To be fair,
come on.
If I spent a year living in an all-you-can-eat buffet, then I would be even bigger than I am now. And I'm quite big.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Cat story for all you cat lovers.
Oh,
cat news.
Cat news from Carl.
hold on a minute. What have I done with it? Oh, Yeah, we can read that. Ah, Rita.
I like the pause whilst you decide whether it's got swearing in it or not.
Pause. Meow. Oh, dear. Ah, Rita has behavioural issues. It's licking its legs and belly bald. Poor little cat. To be fair, Fade's cat was doing that, and we call a bald underneath cat. The thing is, though, I think Carl is actually at fault because he's called a male cat Rita.
Yeah, it's got issues from that, Carl.
Reap what you sow.
Yeah. I saw, this is going back a while now, but I saw a story about a cat which just amazed me.
Really?
And it was someone, I believe it was in... They lived in either northern France or northern Spain, and they went on holiday in southern France or southern Spain, whichever one.
Yeah.
And took their cat with them to this villa. And then the cat went missing, and they couldn't find it, had to go back home to northern France or northern Spain. This would be a better story if I could remember the actual facts.
Yeah.
But 18 months later...
They went back.
No, the cat appeared.
Really?
Back home. It had gone this something like 800 miles or something and arrived back home.
That is crazy.
Like, how did it know the way to go?
You sure it was the same cat?
Apparently so. It was apparently thinner and, like, obviously not eating as much and stuff. But, yeah apparently it made its way home from the south of whichever country it was.
Yeah. I'd say geography is not your strong point, but I think it's just memory.
Yeah, yeah. I do have the worst memory in the world, especially short term memory.
Saying that, mine is shocking. I can remember like phone numbers and number plates and stuff, all and like song lyrics, all the useless things in life. But when it comes to something meaningful, like I forget what I did on Thursday, for example, or what I'm doing on Tuesday as it happens. Forgot all about that. Okay, time for another song before we go, I think, James.
Yeah, this is actually something that I really kind of like the idea of. In Leeds, there's kind of a label, could you call it, called Come Play With Me. And what they're doing is, you know, there's this vinyl revival going on.
Yeah.
They're releasing 7-inch singles, but each side is a different band from Leeds.
Okay.
So they've done one in the past. The new one's coming out soon, and it's got Officers on one side and Fizzy Blood on the other. So it's showcasing the bands to potential fans. This one's Officers and Attack.
Hmm. Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Squeak. Dreams are headless.
So that one is Officers with Attack, which, as I say, is one side of a split 7-inch vinyl coming out in Leeds very soon on the 19th of February. And on the other side is a Fizzy Blood song, which we might play next week, actually. It's a good one. But yeah, that's Officers. They're a bit different, a bit electronic, electronic kind of indie. They've worked with the likes of Gary Numan, Linkin Park, Prodigy and whatever, so they've got a bit of a background behind them.
Yeah, a bit heavy for me, that.
Yeah?
A little.
And I do like to listen to stuff like that, but I think I have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Like, in the day.
Yeah. Really dark afternoon. All the lights switched off, curtains closed.
Well, we'd be all right now, wouldn't we? It's dark every afternoon at the minute.
Yeah, it seems to start persistently raining just in time for DJ Ski at 3 o'clock with platinum plates.
Yeah, he'll have parked up and he'll be walking down in
the blizzard. He's always drenched. Always drenched when he comes in, isn't he?
And then we go out and it's not usually raining when we leave.
My favourite thing, right? Favourite thing. Is it raining, Rob? Yeah, bless him.
Oh, that's your favourite thing that he's said on our show before, is it?
No.
Technically, you've failed to control your guest there, Luke.
Yeah. we don't allow him on the mic anymore. Anyway. Yeah. What was I going to say to you?
Flibble.
Oh, no, Top Gear.
Yes.
Top Gear has a new friend.
Top Gear, yeah. I think it's an interesting and good choice.
Yeah, I mean, unexpected, I think, is how I felt. Chris Evans is obviously, we've known about Chris Evans even before it was announced. I think it was sort of like waiting in the wings, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Joey Tribbiani, also known as Matt LeBlanc in real life, he's going to be a co-presenter on Top Gear.
Yeah, well, the way I understand it is that it's going to be a Chris Evans kind of vehicle for his talent.
Vehicle?
Yeah.
Very good.
Did you get that one?
Puntastic today.
And there's going to be several layers of different presenters under him. And Matt LeBlanc is going to be one. I believe that tomorrow or Tuesday or something, they're going to announce Eddie Irvine as another one.
Oh, right.
I believe that David Coulthard will also be in the mix.
I'd heard that one, but he's doing... is he doing the Formula 1 on Channel 4?
I'm not sure. I know Channel 4 have got the Formula 1 now.
Mm.
But it does seem like a lot of the people who did the Formula 1 on the BBC, before the BBC capitulated and gave it up.
There's lots of speculation all around social media about who's going to... Sabine Schmitz was mentioned as well.
Yeah, she'll be announced, I think, in the next week or so.
She's doing German Top Gear, though, isn't she?
She used to do the German equivalent of Top Gear. She doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, right, okay, well, that'd be great. Yeah. It'd be good to have a woman on there.
Yeah.
Just a different dynamic.
Well, she was good when she was on it before. She drove the van around the Nürburgring.
Oh, she did. She did a few things. They did. Well, they teamed up with German Top Gear and did the. DJ Skeezier. Is it raining?
No.
So everything we've just said is a lie.
Yeah. You liar! You dirty liar, Luke.
It's sod's law that. We're just saying every time you come here, you're always drenched. The rain seems to wait for you. It's not raining.
You got me earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did the, you know, where they teamed up and they put the steering wheel upstairs and the accelerator downstairs, double-decker cars. She did that and she was really good on that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, an actor as opposed to a credible car. Well, he's like a petrolhead or a gearhead.
He had the fastest lap in the old reasonably priced car.
Yes. So. Oh, the fastest ever in the Kia Ceed.
C'. D.
If you will.
I think we'll get our first clips of Top Gear in the next couple of weeks because BBC Worldwide are doing a big media event in Liverpool to promote it, to sell to other nations.
It's due to air in May. I mean, I find it strange that they've only just announced, they're in the process of announcing the presenters because whilst they film it sort of like the Thursday before it's aired or the Friday before it's aired, all the features must have featured...
A lot of the segments are done.
Yeah.
I think they started filming in October or November, I think, with Chris Evans.
So, the, you know, somebody must already know.
Yeah.
But have just not announced it. So I think maybe just in dribs and drabs to keep us interested, yeah, so we don't forget about it.
I've read somewhere that a lot of more kind of A-list type names are going to be associated with it.
Mm.
But they're obviously combating the new Clarkson, May and Hammond thing that's coming on Amazon.
Well, we'll keep a lookout for it. Valentine's Day next week, James?
Bar Humbug.
Got any love songs for next week lined up?
No, because Bar Humbug.
Oh.
I hate the whole concept of Valentine's Day.
It's a bit of a con, isn't it?
Yeah, why...
Don't wait for one day of the year.
Yeah, if you love somebody, then you don't need to be forced to do it on one day of the year.
I agree.
You should do it all year.
Yeah.
Say if you love someone, let them go.
Yeah, according to DJ Skeet, if you love someone, let them go.
Let them go. all right, well, I mean, we featured all new music, as we always do. If you have music that you want to be played, get in touch.
Get in touch. Facebook.com/thesqueek, TheSqweek, or at The Squeak on Twitter. Send us a message and we'll tell you how to get the music to us.
Yep.
And we will play it on the radio and on the podcast.
Yeah. Across Acast, iTunes and the FM on 93.2. So do get in touch. We'll give you a platform. What are you doing through the week then, James? Anything nice?
Well, as we mentioned, gigs
on Tuesday.
Gig on Tuesday. Possibly the gig on Saturday. It's going to be a busy one. Other than that, I've got some accounting to do.
Oh, lovely.
That fun time of year.
Sounds very taxing to me.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing, Luke.
Do you know, I was going to say that, but I'd prefer to go with a pun as opposed to a reference to an old advert a few years ago. Yeah, of course, DJ Ski is already here. He's up in about 9 seconds. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Fun house, it's a whole lot of fun. Prizes to be won.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.